Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Grow My Cleaning Company, Mike Campion here with Marcus Fox, the probably worst half, if we're being honest, of the Marcus and Melissa Fox show. That said, I am clearly the worst half of the Mike and Natalie Campion show, so not slinging any poop, I wouldn't sling it myself. Marcus is one of our Next Level members, and more importantly, has a company called Diamond Residential Cleaning, started in 2015. I think, anyway, we actually had him on, and I'm going to see if Lindsay can link to his other podcast, like just a couple months ago. It wasn't that long. And typically we won't have anyone on more than like twice a year at the most. But like I mentioned, Mark is in our Next Level group, and I just keep getting, you know, I get to talk to him every week. We'll be talking here in a little bit. But I keep hearing, so I know what they're doing kind of on the tactical side and the mindset side and all that sort of stuff. But Jackson does daily calls with guys and gals for paid traffic and how to like really scale. And he's just been bragging his pants off about Marcus and Melissa like kicking butt. So forget it. Let's get him on the podcast. Let's hear it from his own mouth. So can you confirm or deny any of these rumors, my friend?
Yes, we've been having very good luck the last couple months with paid ads, paid traffic on Facebook. So,
well, first of all, I'm going to strongly disagree that you've been having very good luck. If you would say success or results, I'll take all of that. But luck, I'm just going to have to pull my BS card and be like, no, there ain't a lot of luck involved with it. So give me, if you could, or give us like the 3 minute or 1 minute or wherever you want kind of summary of where you were last time, right? So, and again, I'll try and put a link. So if you guys want to hear the whole story, you can listen to like all of that. And then we'll spend the rest of the podcast on what's changed to even go, we're gonna have to make a new group just for Marcus and Melissa called Next Level. I feel like last time they kind of shared about the next level. And now he's like, oh yeah, we went on to Next Level. We're not even waiting for the other guys. So give us a quick 1 minute synopsis of kind of where you started. Basically what we covered on the last podcast in 20 minutes, sum it up in a minute or two. And then I can't wait to dive deep into what's happened over the next couple months or last couple months with you.
Yeah. So we started actually with your program the beginning of 2020 last year. We were both working in the field, had no employees, and just working our tails off. So we spent most of last year just getting us out of the field, putting the foundation in place for growth. It's really what we did. Beginning of this year, we had hired a few employees, and we really started to grow. We were both out of the field, and we could actually take our time to be a business owner and focus on growth. So basically, we systematized our day-to-day work in our business, got that kind of systematized, and now we're starting on growth and working on systematizing growth. So it's kind of our next step.
That is, if I had to kind of draw a outline or foundation, like what the steps look like, that's exactly it. Kind of starts with, he skipped over that, I'm just starting, because that was, you know, 5-6 years for them. And went right to, we got a full, usually they go from just starting to a full schedule. Smart people that work hard get there fairly quick. And then that transition out of, you know, from just, we do all the cleaning to we do some of the cleaning would be next. Like we hired people, but we're not out. And then we're out most of a lot, but we still get called in to completely out to, okay, now that we're out, we can use that time to either just effectively retire and be like, hey, as long as we make this, you know, X and our expenses are X minus a nickel, we're good, we're retired. Or, well, crap, this is kind of fun. Like now that I'm not cleaning all day, I kind of like the business owner hat. I think I'm going to try my hand at being an entrepreneur. So love that path. Real quick, dumb question, just because I love asking, and then we'll dive in the last 3 months. How long did it take you when you got out of cleaning? Typically, right, because your payroll when you pay yourselves is nothing, right, for outside. And then when you start paying other people, sometimes we'll take a dip on what we take home. Did you have that dip? And how long did it take you to you know what I'm saying? You're like, now, because it's one thing to be like, well, I was cleaning, making X, and now someone else is cleaning, but I'm making half X. That's a good start. It feels like you went backwards. You really didn't. It's still a step forward, but it feels really good when you're like, I'm back to X like I was before, and I don't clean nothing. How long did that whole like process take for you guys?
That took us about a year. So basically, We started in 2020, January 1st was kind of our New Year's thing. And then December 30th, the last day of December, was my date where I was not going back in the field. So basically at the end of the year, I was done. That was the decision we made. And it was pretty much where we were done. So basically it took us a year it should never take that long, but we did have two people to get out. She went into kind of running our house and homeschooling kids, so she couldn't help out with back in work. You know, as soon as she got out, she was busy with that. I mean, so we essentially almost replaced three people's income to get out of the field. So I think that's kind of why it took us that long to get it done.
And let me encourage y'all, Clean Nation. We've seen that happen in 2-3 months, and you know, years a little on the longer side. But again, if you go from, hey, we're working combined, right, 100 hours a week, because if you're both working 50, you know, I got public school education here, but that still sounds like 100 hours a week to me, to make whatever you make to pay your bills. And it takes a year, but you're like, okay, now, and depending on how you are and how you run it, if you just want to maintain that, it might take 10, 15 hours a week. Not, you know, total, not for each of you, for one, you know, so we go from 100 hours a week to 10 or 15 hours a week, or 0 to 20 hours, right? Because, you know, there's, if you want to take a vacation, you can. If you want to pull a little extra time, you can. But average week, 10, 15 hours, and you still make whatever it takes to pay your bills. If that takes a year and you're retired, that's a big deal, right? So, and then you've got, again, you don't have to retire. You can, but you can also be like, well, now what if I'd like to make double what I make and still only have to work 15 hours? What would that feel like? So, yeah. And like you said, when you're getting two people that were cleaning full-time out, plus a third, plus the kids, like, it's not just like skill set or commitment level. There's also desire, right? When you guys came to us, I don't think you're like, we got to get this done in 2 or 3 months. And I'm sure if you really wanted, we could have had it happen much quicker, but you're like, hey, we kind of want to do it our way. And if it takes a year, so be it. All right. So I think we're up to speed. Let's talk last 2 or 3 months. Why would Jackson, what kind of lies has Jackson been telling me about how smart you are? You're making all this money and you're rich and blah, blah, blah. tell us what's been happening.
Well, I mean, we can start with probably most of my ad copy, stuff like that, I stole from Jackson. So, you know, there's that.
And be clear, Marcus is in a paid program. So I wouldn't say steal, like, you do pay us to have Jackson help. So like, steals, like, you know, Jackson's got it, you know, hidden in his house in a safe, and Jackson and Marcus breaks it. That is not what happened. He pays us, and Jackson helped him because he pays us. So you invested in yourself. You got some good copy. That's, you know, or maybe you've stolen it. I don't know about it, but the best I know, you paid for it.
So I should probably start kind of at the beginning. So kind of the beginning of the year, we said,
you know, we're recording this 1st of June. So when he says beginning of the year, it's about 6 months ago. Go ahead.
Yeah. So we sat down with Tracy, we own her monthly mindset call, and we basically told her, hey, look, this is where we want to be at the end of the year. And for the kind of growth we wanted, we needed at least $5,000 a month increase every month in recurring revenue. So of course, after
starting at 10 grand,
the initial shock of us being idiots.
But real quick, hey, two things. One, for all of you guys paying attention, I don't want you to be like, oh, this is great for, you know, Mike and his clients, but I'm not one of Mike's clients. So what, this is the exact same process I would coach you to go through, whether we're, you know, we, for our next level people, we do it with them and for them. That doesn't mean if you're like, oh, I'm not buying your crap, then don't buy my crap, but you still have to go through this process, right? So don't make the distinction of, I'm not a customer and I want to be a customer. That's okay. But don't be like, so therefore I don't have to. No, you don't get to opt out. This is still the process you're going to follow. You can either do it with support of us, with someone else, or you can try to do it on your own, which is tough, but the process is the same. That's one. And two, hopefully you heard, we figured out where we needed to be and we made a plan to get there. So, and what I heard you say, just to be clear, you need an additional $5,000 a month in revenue, not profit. So if you start at the beginning of the year at 20 grand a month, you need to be at 25 in February, 30 in March, 30, again, whatever that looked like. So I personally like kind of going with net profit. Maybe you guys did, which is fine, but gross profit's fine. But I like that he's like, every month we needed to add 5,000 bucks. And that's not we coach a lot of folks for, if you're under $500,000 a year in revenue, 5 grand a month in growth that's big, especially in, you guys are residential, correct?
Yeah.
That's correct. Yeah. So if you're like 300 bucks a month, we're talking 15, you know, north of 15 clients a month. Yeah. We're not fooling around. This is like big boy, big girl stuff. So continue.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that was pretty much it. We'd figured out exactly how much money, profit we wanted, and I broke it down to revenue, broke it down to how many leads, basically broke everything down to a goal that we could control. So
that's a record. The goal that I
could control was how many leads I got. So
hold on, let me get them to that, because I know you get it. They don't get it. So I want $5,000 a month of new customers. Tough to control that, especially when it doesn't matter. Commercial residential is tough. And it's funny, I started doing it naturally. Okay, well, if your average $300 a month, and for residential, you should be about that, maybe a little higher, not lower. I don't have my calculator, so call it 17 clients a month. And he's like, even that's tough to control. Well, how many bids do I have to go on to get the, let's just call it 15, because 17 is too hard of a number for me to figure out on the fly. So say he needed 15 clients. And I'm sure you and Melissa do better than this, but let's say he's closing half the bids he goes on. So he's like, okay, well, me or an employee's got to go on 30 bids, right? If I need $5,000, and $5,000 for my average customer size is 15 clients a month, and I close half the bids I go on, well, that looks suspiciously like 30 bids I got to go on, which to go on 30 bids, easier to control for me than to get 15 new clients, right? Even that's like, well, how do I get 30 bids? Well, he might go, of the times the phone rings, somebody emails us in, a form is filled out, however the leads come to him. I'm just using half because it's easy. Your numbers, results may vary. If he needed 30 appointments or 30 bids, and to get 15 clients to get $5,000 a month, walk that back. He might go, well, if half of my leads turn into bids, I just need 60 leads a month. Easy peasy. And again, your math is gonna be different. That's not even Marcus's math. I just made it up, but that's the process he went through. And again, we love helping folks with that, but you don't get to be like, well, I don't want your crap, I'm opting out of that. Okay, you still need to do that process whether you got someone helping you or not. All right, so you broke it down from $5,000 a month, which is big and scary and hard to control, to X amount of leads per month, which hopefully was a lot more like, we can do that.
Yeah.
Okay. And then smart guy went to Jackson. Hey, I'm paying you. Help me get these, figure out his leads. Let's do this.
Yeah. And well, I mean, the first thing is, you got to actually have numbers tracked to even figure out where you're at. You know, kind of what your past numbers are, mm-hmm. as far as how many leads turn into bids, turn into clients. But
yeah, you guys notice I was making up 50%. Marcus is like, y'all might be guessing. I wasn't guessing. I know what percentage leads turn into bids. So you kind of got to start with that data. And if you're just starting, make it up, right? So at some point when Marcus and I started working together, he made it up. And then he tracked actual, was able to be like, okay, boy, was I off, or, I was close or whatever. So continue.
Yeah. You went exactly where I was going with that.
Damn it. This is why I'm a bad host. Let the guests talk. Shut up, Mike.
So, I mean, and honestly, like, we've done that much in a month before prior, but it was never controlled growth. Like, it was literally just a chance happening that we happened to get that many leads and were able to do it. But within the last couple months, just working with, a system and tracking our results, now I can literally get down to how much money I need to spend for that, like, because average numbers don't lie. They'll keep repeating themselves. They might change a little bit month to month, but you can kind of go with the flow. But now that we know our numbers, we know exactly how much we need to spend per month to get a certain amount of revenue. So,
and let me encourage you guys, gals, and Marcus. So he said one thing that's super important, and then I'll lead to the encouragement. The important thing is, we've all done this, right? Where it's like, oh, I've grown my whole company on repeat and referral, which is fine. I love repeat and referral. Like, no one's knocking it. But if you have a goal, I want to get 5,000 a month, you don't have any control that the repeat, maybe 1 month out of 12, you just have a really good month and everyone loves you and you just get all the work in the world. But more likely than not, unless your goal is real small, you can't do it. So that Marcus getting that consistent, and Melissa getting that, it's not just a matter of being able to do it. It's a matter of knowing how I did it. That's magic. So like, right. Yeah, I shoot a basketball and I can shoot a free throw or a three pointer and I can bowl a strike. Nothing magic about that. Everyone listening can do that, right? If you have 100 tries, but the guys that are great know how to do it every time on purpose. So that's a writer downer, guys, not just break it down into bits that you can control. And yeah, so you can have control in your business, opposed to like, had a great month, had a poor month. Why? How can I have a good month again or not have a bad? I don't know. Like, pray, and prayer is good. I'm not knocking prayer, but it's not a good standalone business strategy. So that's the first thing. The encouragement I give to Marcus and alternately to Cleaning Nation is, once you have that, holy crap, is your business more valuable? So let's just walk through. We don't even talk about your revenue, but let's just say when you're cleaning together, you're doing $5,000-$7,000 a month. I just know that two people cleaning in the Midwest, it can't be a lot more than that, right? Because you have to sleep and just there's numbers, right? And I don't know what after that, 70-80%.
Running like 10 or something like that. So yeah.
That's ridiculous, by the way. You're either A, charging enough, God bless you, or B, you're working way too hard. I'm guessing it was probably a combination of both, but $10,000, two people working 60 hours a week is an okay paying job. Is that fair? And you guys, again, Mark, you guys, if you listen to the last podcast, you'll know Marcus and Melissa were farmers. So they're like, yeah, 50, 60 hours. That's just a regular American work week, right? He's like, no, not really. So he's like, what? I don't know. Of course, I farm, man. I work 100 hours a week. I took a break when I was only working 70. Come on. So we went from a job to, which again, if you went to sell that, there's some value, you know, maybe $5,000-$10,000 for the clients. Like, it's not like it's worthless, but you're really selling a job. So it's not a lot there. When you move to a business that was steady of, say, we're making $5,000, whatever, because that's the number you mentioned, but you don't really have to do any work, 10, 15 hours a week, that's worth way more than the job that's making $10,000, but you have to work effectively. You know, if you break out the, well, we're working 120 hours divided by years, like, you know, $10,000 a month is only $18 an hour, like whatever it works out to be, it ain't great, right? So even if the income went down, not having to work, we now went from a job, which is not an asset to sell, to a business, which is like, hey, this thing works. We go on vacation, we make $5,000 a month. We are in the office, we make $5,000 a month. We sleep, we make $5,000, you know, whatever we're doing, we're making our money. That's worth a crap ton more than the job. The magic comes in when, not only that, we grow $5,000 a month. And, you know, we coach 20% profit. I think they're probably a little better than that. We make an extra grand a month. That means our income goes up $10,000 a month every year. And we can show you how and do it on purpose. Woo, the value of that business. Now we're cooking with fire. People will line up with money and wave at you for that business. So I just want you guys to see, like, even if it takes a year, this isn't just a matter of making a couple bucks or working less. It's really building an asset that you and your company, you and your family can keep. You can give it to your kids. You can sell it, but it's a whole different kettle of fish than a job. All right. As we're kind of, you know, running out of time, if we can get these last two things, I think we'll give them value to Clean Nation. One, what's that look like in money in terms of, like, I knew what I need to spend. What's it cost to get 5,000 in your experience? And again, depending on the ads you run, the copy and where you go and how good you are, like, please don't hear me say like, oh, everyone can be like Marcus. Marcus is a good example. He's not the best. There's people that know better, but he's a good guy, but also he didn't come in like, he's just coachable. Like, if you're listening to Marcus, like, he came in like, oh, I've got an MBA in this. He's a farmer. He's a smart guy that's hard, that works hard, is coachable. That's it. Those are his. And when I say smart, I mean this huge IQ that, you know, I'm saying he and I are both somewhere in the middle. Half of y'all probably a little smarter than us, and half of y'all probably not quite as smart. It ain't the IQ, right? It's the hard work and the coachability. So don't, yeah. So what's it costing you guys in ads per month to get $5,000 a month of new recurring? But which, by the way, $5,000 a month sounds a lot like $60,000 a year. So if you add $60,000 a year to your revenue for 12 months, that's $700,000 of revenue you've added to your business. These are big boy, big girl numbers. So what's that costing you? Understand, a lot of folks will do worse. Some might do a little better. What's it costing you all month to get that? How long did it take you to get there, right? Because I don't think you just walked in with Jackson on day one. It's like, here we go, we're profiting. He's like, no, not even close.
We started in February and hit the 5,000. We almost hit 5,000 last month.
Okay, so February, March, April, May. So it took 4 months to, like, I want to say crack the code, but to improve your processes and understand the copy and how the thing works to get from zero recurring revenue that you could kind of count on to $5,000. So it took 4 months. That's, again, not bad, especially since we've got a nice little $700,000 a year addition to our business. If it took 4 months, it's like, okay, I can, it's better kick in the teeth. Yeah. Walk us through. Did you at least get a positive return on your ads in February, or you're like, no, I had to lose money February and March, or how'd that shake out?
Yeah. So the last 3 months we added 10,000 in revenue. So the last month was almost five, but the other 2 months were half that.
So it was, you see it going up. Maybe the first month you didn't add any, but you figured out how to get people to opt in, or you get a couple bids, but there were bad bids. And the second month you got better. So it's kind of snowballing. It's not like it was just,
0005. It was 0, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000. The way we're talking, we're going to have Marcus back in 3 months and be like, okay, how do you get $10,000? Like, let's ride this pony, man. Yeah. So how much was it? When did you start like kind of breaking even or making profit, and just what's that look like and feel like?
We broke even right away. In the last 3 months, we'd spend a total of $3,460. So to do our $5,000, we're going to spend about $2,000 a month.
Beautiful. And again, keep in mind, you're like, well, that doesn't sound that profitable. If the 5,000 was one time, that's why we don't coach one time cleanings. We want recurring service. So if you spent $2,000 in marketing to get $5,000 of one time cleaning, we coach at 50% cost of goods sold. It's like, well, shoot, we only made $500, right? Like, you got 5,000 in, but it cost you $2,500 in cost of goods sold. $500 probably just going to cover your overhead. You're not going to make any money, right? But the magic comes in. It's like, no. We spent $5,000 to get, did you say 10,000?
We spent $3,500 to get 10,000.
But if those people stay an average of a year, and I know you guys, I think your retention is probably much higher than that.
Our retention is 2.5 years.
Oh, okay. So what's that? 30 months, just so I can do the math easy. Yeah. It's right at 30 months, which is perfect. So we didn't spend $3,500 to get $10,000 worth of work. If these people don't stay longer or shorter than average, $10,000 a month times 30 months is $300,000. So now we've got a $3,500 ad spend to get a $300. And again, they could stay longer, they could stay closer, and obviously got to pay overhead, but still $150,000 of gross margin for $3,500 of money spent. Okay. Way to spend a nickel. All right. I'm just so proud of you guys. I can't wait to see. We're again, our next level meetings, a couple weeks in Nashville. I'm dying to see you and Melissa. Yeah, I'm still picturing you. I can still see where you guys were sitting in Florida, and I think you were mostly out of cleaning, but still, you're still on the thing. You hadn't turned the corner, and I'm so excited to see. Like, I'm sure you'll look the same, but completely different human beings. So, and I'm so excited. By the way, I don't think it's a secret. But he told me off air. He's like, "Oh yeah, we rented a place for a week. We're bringing the kids. It's like our event's 2 days." He's like, "Your event's 2 days. Team Fox will be there a week, and we're gonna have a blast." So I'm so freaking proud of you guys. Like, this is not just changing your life and Melissa's life, but your kid's life. And I'm bursting with pride. So give Cleaning Nation, as we finish up here, parting words of wisdom. Like, give us maybe kind of where you were when you were afraid, like, oh, I don't know if this is going to work. This is, you know, it's scary. Give some encouragement there, and then kind of give some, now you're on the other side looking back, maybe biggest lesson learned or whatever you think you can do to give the most value in a minute here.
Yeah. I mean, biggest lesson learned is basically, define what you want, count the cost of what it's going to take to get there. And really at that point, you got to make a decision whether you actually want to do that or not and follow through.
If I could say it better, I would, but I can't, so I won't. All right, guys, gals, if you are like, hey, I would like some help with that, go to the website. I don't think there's anything for sale on that website. Just growmycleaningcompany.com. There's hundreds and hundreds of podcasts, blogs, YouTube videos, stories of people like Marcus. Growmycleaningcompany.com has got everything you need. I think the best place to start is probably the free masterclass. I signed up for that first, but there's just a ton of stuff. There's a 15,000 member Facebook group. You can join that and kind of get some encouragement there. So the big thing I want to encourage you is, if this got you fired up, don't just move on to the next podcast, right? So many were like, oh, they're great. I like listening to it. It makes me feel good. And we'll just binge listen, which is awesome. But at some point, you got to take a stop and go, hold on. Am I listening just to be entertained? Because no offense, there's a lot more entertaining podcasts than this one. You know, Marcus and I are charming, but there's a crap ton more fun podcasts. So if you're listening, you're like, hey, I want to change my life. I want to change my business. There's not a thing Marcus and I can say that's going to do one nickel of good for your business unless you take action. So the next action would be, like I said, take a step, go to the webinar, the masterclass is free. Join the Facebook group and ask for help. Reach out to Grow My Cleaning Company and ask for help. I think they give my text number at the end. Take whatever action looks like in your world, do something. Don't just listen to this, be like, that's great, good for Marcus, I want to do that, but I'm not going to do anything different because you'll be sad. All right, Marcus, appreciate the heck out of you. Cleaning Nation, great job sticking with us. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.